Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the morning shift, live out here in the streets, Buckhead Landing. Appreciate you guys so much for hanging out with us, 3300 Piedmont Road, having a great time here on a Falcons Friday. It's the whole tailgate at home experience. The good thing is you don't even need to tailgate at home because if you come here, they've got the pizza oven fired up, made-to-order whole pizzas over there. It's already making me hungry. And shout out to the people behind the coffee counter, just doing the Lord's work here on a Friday, getting us through the end of the week, getting that caffeine pumping. Man, it's a good place to be. I just can't. I've already had like four people text me and say, "Hey, I need a picture of this setup." And I know you posted one as well. Just a beautiful ordeal here.
Yeah, they've rolled out the red carpet. I mean, I've got popcorn. I've had popcorn. I crushed a green smoothie,
so
chocolate
good.
Donut.
So good.
You know, I heard pizza was on the way later.
Isn't it funny how you can let your mind sort of trick yourself? Like I had a bagel and a donut, and then I drank that green smoothie, and I was like, "Yeah, I'm healthy." I feel good about it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Not to mention the cream cheese that I just rolled out there, but you know, I feel good about it. So,
it's the endorphins.
You know what I mean? Like I'm going to a yoga class after this because I just knocked back that green smoothie and just going to ignore the 1500 calories I knocked down before that. But that's what happens when you roll into a Publix like this. So appreciate you guys so much for hanging out with us and listening and taking us in your car on your way to work or with the Odyssey app. Real quick before we get to the wake-up call, because I know we've got full phone lines, it's Falcons Friday. I do want to let Dylan hit us with his random pick of the week, which this one always gives me heartburn. I'm like, you know, we're keeping this as part of the record, but we have to be on our P's and Q's. All the ins and outs of college football.
That's my point why I bash other shows when they talk about how great they do when they don't. It's like, hey, like you cherry-picking games. I got games thrown at me on the fly.
Yeah, man.
Like whatever Dylan's about to say.
And I got one. I got a special one lined up for y'all. This one is near and dear to my heart. And I made a promise to my alma mater that is now a D1 school that I would make them the rando pick of the week. So we have Abilene Christian at West Georgia tomorrow. The West Georgia Wolves are favored by 1.5. The over-under is 55.5. Gentlemen, good luck.
Well, the first thing I want to say is that
just ridiculous.
Dylan is no longer allowed to pick the rando game because
I had to do it for my school.
I mean, I will tell you that last year, Abilene Christian laid the wood to West Georgia. They beat them 38-24.
Also, pause.
hey, yo.
And look, West Georgia, you know, they're coming into this game. Abilene Christian is 3-3.
Stop trying to break this down and just pick.
West Georgia,
you don't know anything about these
West
teams.
West Georgia's 5-1. What was the what was the line again?
One and a half.
Yeah, West Georgia's favored by 1.5. Over under 55.5.
I'm going to take West Georgia and the point.
Yeah. There you go.
Just because I'm angry at Dylan for picking this game, I'm taking Abilene Christian plus the 1.5. Just because I'm angry at you.
And I hope you lose that game too, Mike. I hope I get to put an L column right by that record.
Well, I'll tell you something. At 2 o'clock, I'll fire up ESPN Plus on my third iPad or whatever and see how that game comes out for me.
That's cool, man. I always love those random picks of the week. Like I said, we got wake-up call here in 1 second. I do want to let you guys listen to this cut. I thought this was really interesting, and I think that there was a good point brought up. Mario Cristobal was asked this week about the Heisman Trophy, and obviously Carson Beck has been part of that conversation. Cam Ward was a year ago, and them being one of the best teams in the country, Mario Cristobal had an interesting take on the Heisman Trophy.
The only thing I would wish for the Heisman Trophy, that it was awarded when all the games are done. That whole award before these, you know, postseason games are played is is absolutely bizarre to me. Like, I can't comprehend it. Never will.
Are we headed for this? I feel like we're headed for this.
But that's dumb because that's not how any postseason awards work. Just because the NFL has the ceremony, the award for the MVP, which is probably the closest thing, the NFL MVP is the closest thing to a Heisman you can think of if you want to talk about the two sports, is voted on for a regular season only.
Yeah, but don't you remember when the NBA changed this when Dirk won MVP and he was out of the playoffs? And the NBA was like, this is not a good look. This guy here in street clothes getting his trophy. Let's change this and let's push it back. I just think with all the restructuring of the playoffs, he's on to something. You're playing like possibly three very meaningful games, the biggest games on your schedule after the Heisman Trophy is awarded.
What does the NFL do with the MVP?
I'm just saying that, and first of all, let's just stop with the comparisons of NFL and college football. I don't even want to go down that road because it's not the same.
Well,
nothing about it should be the same.
Well, here's the deal. The award is – it's getting closer and closer to that, and that's the way the award – the award is a regular season award. I don't care if Ashton Jeanty had missed the one playoff game he played in, he's still he still would have been up there for it. Travis Hunter didn't go to a playoff and won the Heisman Trophy.
Okay, let me throw this back at you. It's a regular season award. None of these people that are voting for this trophy in the past have ever taken a conference championship game into account. They've never looked at the SC championship and thought, oh, there's a Heisman moment.
It's a very valid point. The problem is the conference championship games have always been looked at, even though they are technically a postseason game, post-regular season, they've been looked at as an extension of the regular season.
Yeah.
They have. I mean, I don't necessarily agree with the fact that bowl game stats suddenly started counting in like 2010 or something, and then now you've got guys breaking records that have held for 30 years, and those guys didn't get as many games, and their postseason game didn't count. Their bowl game didn't count.
Yeah. I mean, I agree with that. I think there's a lot of moving parts to it. I just think that when you start moving around postseason schedules and as we try to kind of get into this, remember there's that one weekend nobody ever wants to put any games because the Commander-in-Chief Trophy and the Army-Navy game, this is that same weekend. Mm-hmm. I think as things move around, maybe there's some massaging that can go on with some of those items. So
yeah,
I
think it's a slippery slope when you start doing it that way. But, look, the game is ever-changing, and there's no way around the fact that it's moving and it's probably going in a place like that. What isn't changing is the fact that sports talk on the game is presented to you by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL and CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today.
Yeah, hit it, Dylan. 404-726-0929 if you want to hit us up on the wake-up call. You got any thoughts about how the Falcons plan to stop Josh Allen or what you think might happen in the crazy world of college football tomorrow. We were talking earlier about Jordan Hare being the house of horrors. Sometimes it is a tough place to play. Georgia heads there this weekend in Bama with a wonky road game up at Mizzou in Como at noontime Eastern, and that's 11 Central over there. So a lot of funky things to get to if you want to call in. Let's go out to the phone lines real quick. Let's talk to our buddy Anthony over in Covington. Anthony, welcome back on the show. We always love having you, buddy.
Good morning, good morning. It is Falcons Friday, and the vibes are high. Hey,
yes,
Phil Slater, how are we doing? Welcome back.
Good, sir. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. I'm the one and only Mike Huncho. How are we doing, brother?
Yes, sir. I'm doing good, man.
Oh, they hit me with a win.
My favorite part of the week.
We are doing great here. It is Falcon Friday. It is part one. We will call back on Monday for part two. But in the year of our Lord and Savior, 2025, it is time for the Falcons to change the narrative. This is why you draft all those defensive linemen. This is why you draft the two edge rushers in the first round. It's changed the narrative. Our defense has to step up on Monday night for us to get a win. Let's become a strong defensive team and change this narrative moving forward. The University of Georgia going into Jordan Hare. Don't care. Georgia by 30. I like to ride in my truck, and Auburn sucks. Go Dogs. Sick 'em. Have a fantastic Friday. Atlanta, find a one.
Appreciate the phone call, Anthony, as always, man. He's always bringing a good time. Appreciate the flam from the backseat. Hopefully you guys, if you're doing drop-off, man, shout out to your little ones out there. Had mine pick out the Halloween costumes yesterday. I got one going as Sky from Paw Patrol and the other one going as Blue from Jurassic World. So it's going to be a good Halloween, man.
Paw Patrol.
Yeah, Paw Patrol was good. She wanted to be Sky the pilot, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I lost the battle. Good. I wanted us to dress up as the Bingo family. Not Bingo, but Bluey family.
Oh, yeah, that'd be solid.
Melrose be Bluey, and I would be Dad, Amy
what's
be Mom.
What's the parents' names in Bluey?
I actually know the dad's name because one of the episodes yesterday that we watched was they kept calling him by his actual name, and now it's completely – if you wouldn't have asked me, I could have told you.
I'm the same way. I'm the same way. Let's go back to the phone. Hey, let's get to our buddy Larry, Dylan. Let's get to Larry in the truck. Larry, what's going on, man? It's been a while. Hope you're doing well.
I'm doing good. I just got a couple of things real quick. First of all, Mike, you're cracking me up this morning. I eat ice cream after a salad, and I think I'm healthy, too.
Yeah, there you go. And that's the key to life, my friend. That's the key to life.
And then you said the other thing. You said, I was a little disappointed in you in this one, Mr. Mafia, man. I'm only picking this hoping that it makes you angry. I'm like, wow. And then I talked to my brother last night, Taze, and he said he's looking forward to seeing you guys at the Brown Grass Charity Golf Classic. We're going to be there swinging.
Hey, man, I love that.
You know, trying to have a good time. So we hope we at least get to see you guys, even if we don't get to play with you. We hope we get to see you. All right.
Absolutely.
Just of course. Out here in the truck doing my thing, and hope you guys are okay. It's October the 10th. You guys think about October the 10th, okay?
Yeah, man. That's crazy. Appreciate the phone call, as always, Larry, and always keeping the vibes high. And Anthony's right, man. It is a Falcons Friday, but we do have that bonus Monday coming up that you and I are going to get a lot of airtime on Monday, my friend.
Yeah, we'll kick things off Monday morning. Our coverage, you know, obviously starts from the site at 11, the Signia with Dukes and Bell and Randy. But we've got 6 to 9, as usual.
Yep.
And then we'll be down for post game at the – I think we're at the Delta Lounge, I think, or
there
whatever,
you go,
down there. So, yeah, I'm excited. I was thinking about it driving in because I'll be at Kia tomorrow, right, the Bulldog Kia in Athens. And I was like, man, I got to turn on Sunday. I said, oh, no, I got Sunday off. Because we got Monday.
Yep, we
sure
do.
We got a quick turnaround. But we're going to be on radio for a lot from Monday to Tuesday morning.
I love it, man. I love it. There's so much to talk about. And by the way, Ding, the Delta Club has some work to do if they're going to host us as well as Publix has today.
Oh, you ain't kidding, dude.
We're right here at Publix, Buckhead Landing, 3300 Piedmont Road Northeast, man. We're enjoying all the vibes put out here. Appreciate you guys so much for listening along. We come back, we're going to get more Falcon sound from yesterday. Kyle Pitts, do you want to be here? Do you want to sign a contract extension? We'll get the answer to that. That's on the other side of the break. Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Welcome back in. It's the morning shift live from Publix at Buckhead Landing, 3300 Piedmont Road Northeast. This hour is brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com to get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. We're going to get to some Kyle Pitts sound in just one second. He was on with Dukes and Bell yesterday. But, Bo, I'm so mad at us that we did not notice when we walked in here the disco ball.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
An ode to the Publix past.
Yeah, well, to the former store.
Yes,
that was here.
The former store that was here.
Yeah, it's pretty cool because I lived over here when that store was still around. I was just telling Ben that's over here with Publix that, man, I wish this was here when I was here because I would have just, you know, walked down here had a cold beer, grab a slice of pizza, come back and watch a little bit of the Sports Center, because those are the days, you know. I mean, I was producing morning some of that time, and it was easy life, man.
It truly is insane. And you know, I'm looking at that pizza oven. We're going to try to get some of that in just a minute. Also, Publix and their Falcon sub, which you know, we'll let you guys know how that is. I could genuinely, I'm looking at the store, and I'm just going to admit this out loud for everybody to hear. I had Publix wings last night, and they were phenomenal. The non-breaded hot and spicy. Holler at me if you know what I'm talking about. You know the deal. But I could literally do, and I'm thinking about doing this for the next Top 5 Tuesday, a Top 5 list of items at Publix. I'm just telling you, I'm looking out there. I think it can be done.
Well, I know what number – it's already number one's a pub sub. That's number
well,
one.
Well, I mean, no, I think you got to go deeper. Do you go Ultimate Italian? Do you go Boar's Head?
Oh, you're talking about like
– You got to dive in there. You got to really dive in there.
I just think about you turn right in the store to go to the produce. There's a beer tap. All right. Let me grab a cold beer and walk around and shop.
Like, I'm just going to tell you, man, you won't mind, you know, having those trips to the store with your wife. You're like, hey, you go knock off the list. I'll be right over here. And, you know, I'll keep at least one of the kids with me over here in the bar area and watch some sports. Reminder, this segment brought to you guys by John Foy and Associates, experienced personal injuries attorneys. Get the strong arm.
Yeah, look, don't forget to join Sports Radio 910 the game after each Falcons game for the Falcons Flyover, your first chance to call in, react to every Falcons game. It's all brought to you by Ticketmaster, the official ticket marketplace of the Atlanta Falcons. That's the Falcons Flyover. It follows you and Grant after postgame.
You already know
which
the
deal. Follows Wes and Arch and me producing, and then which follows you and I on the pregame show. It's all on Sports Radio 910 of the game, the home of the Atlanta Falcons.
Yeah, you got to love it, man. I've got my air mattress ready for Monday night because we'll be doing I'll be doing pre and post. I'll be getting about, you know, 3 hours of sleep on an air mattress, wake up and hit you guys with the morning shift and all the game reaction on Tuesday morning. Speaking of Sports Radio 929 the game, I want to make sure we get to this sound. A lot of Kyle Pitts talk going on so far throughout the season. We're only less than a quarter way through the season. We've played four games, but Kyle Pitts does seem to be on the right trajectory, the right track. He's been more involved in the offense. Seems like Zach Robinson's doing a better job of kind of finding ways to get him the football. But I want to make sure we play this because he is in a contract year. He's on his fifth-year option, being the fourth overall pick, and he was asked yesterday on Dukes and Bell, hey, man, do you want to stay here with the Atlanta Falcons?
100%. I definitely don't want to move. I love this team. I love this city, and you know, I love this organization, and it's a very much family environment.
I'm going to do something that's probably going to get me in trouble.
Uh-oh. Listen up, Mike Conti.
But I can't say that I can't criticize people in scrums for questions and not say that – not do it when I hear it on here. I think that's a – I can't – I hate that question.
Really?
What do you think? It's weeks. This is the fifth game of the year for them. What do you think he's going to say? No, man, I wish they'd trade me.
I wish
I could get out of here. I just think it's – I hate questions like that, and the reason is, to me, it's either to do one of two things. It's either asked to be gotcha is all it is. Because if he says anything other than – if he non-answers it, see – he didn't answer that question. He doesn't want to be there.
But on the flip side, I think it's a soft toss. Like, you're just throwing it up there, and he can claim his love for the city and knock it out of the park.
So it's a waste of a question.
No, I don't think so, man. I think it's just being being personable in an environment where somebody's sitting down at the table chopping it up.
Yeah, I think that's an off-the-air thing. I don't where it's all – I just don't like it. I don't – nothing comes from that. He's not going to give you – he's going to give you – family environment. Love Atlanta.
Let me ask you this then. Let me come at it from this angle, and we'll put the media thing to the back of the line here. Let's talk about Kyle Pitts and his performance this year. And just give – I'm not going to say yes or no. I don't think that's fair at this point. But give me on a scale from 1 to 10 your hunger of bringing Kyle Pitts back here on a new contract starting next year.
Look, I'm hungry. I'm not saying that I don't have an appetite for it. I would say I'm hungry.
Yeah.
I'm not starving because we're four games in. And like I just said about, you know, his answer, like he's got what, 12 games left here on this contract, at least, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm hungry for it. I'm not starving for it. I haven't seen enough in four games to say sign this man to a big contract.
That's kind of where I'm at.
But here's the deal. If he continues his trajectory, if we could make something work. Problem for me is Caden Ellis and Jesse Bates need to get paid. Okay.
It's out there.
And can I – and then Drake London needs to get paid. And then Bijan is going to have to get
you're
paid.
You're also – I was going to say, Bijan, yes, but you're not far off from making a decision on an extension for Matthew Bergeron.
Yeah.
In year
and
three
so
of a four-year deal.
To me, I just named guys that I think are more important to the success of this team than Kyle Pitts. And because –
that's fair.
Because of a 1,000-yard rookie season and whatever finishes out this year, if it's successful – I'm going to pay him for two good years. Don't hit me with injury. Don't hit me with who the quarterback was. Injuries happen as part of it. You know that more than anybody. And Drake London didn't have a problem going and producing without good quarterback play.
Well, and let me say this too, and I want to get to this cut, but I, before we
and that makes me sound critical. I'm sorry, but that makes
no,
me
it's
like
it's
I'm a
not.
Jerk.
But I think it's fair.
And I don't mean
I think
to
it's
be
fair.
That
don't
way.
don't turn up the heat in your contract year. And, you know, tell me that you've been cooking the whole time. I don't think that's exactly what's going on here. And here's what I'll say. I think when you were going to sign somebody to a contract, which probably will be a relatively lucrative deal if he stays on this track, right, if he's a 1,000-yard yeah. receiver at the end of the year, it's going to be a lucrative contract. I think where I land on it is could we – some of the plays he's made, could you find another tight end to do some of those? Some of them yes, some of them no. And I think that's – I think the truth is in the middle. It's all going to be about how much money he's going to want.
When was the last time he gave you a play that you don't think another tight end – you can't find another tight end to make?
There's been a couple of contested catches where he has turned his back to the defender this year and kind of run a comeback towards Michael Penix. And I think he's made contested catches that he hasn't made in the past.
I would say this. The one against Washington late in the game.
Yes.
Where Penix rolled out and he goes up the ladder and gets it.
Yeah.
That's a Kyle Pitts play. That's the play he was drafted to make.
Exactly. I completely agree with that. I'm glad we brought this up. I do want to get to more sound from Dukes and Bell yesterday. Kyle Pitts was talking about those routes and how he's been able to be so effective this year.
No, I was always 100. Just, you know, different elements in the game of, you know, what's going on. But definitely just you train every route like, you know, you're going to catch it. So it's not, you know, training one route any different than another.
I truly believe in having this conversation that I played with one of the greatest practice players of all time in Julio Jones. I truly, truly believe that. Now, he caught a lot of flack towards the end because
he
practiced so hard that it was like they were afraid to let him practice. It's like, dude, you're going to get injured. He ran his routes so violently and accelerated so hard after he caught the ball at practice that, you know, it was almost like, all right, you just take Wednesday off. But to hear Kyle Pitts talk about that, I believe him. I don't know that it's been that way for the past 4 years.
Yeah, I definitely think – look, year one of Kyle Pitts was special. He was really good, and I don't think we can lose sight of that. Matt Ryan, whatever it was, he was just out of college, and Matt Ryan was with him, and that they were – that was a special year. Years two, three, and four were not. Year five so far, he's looked like a different player. He's looked motivated.
Yeah.
I always go back to the Julio Jones thing. I can't. I have to mention this because I always go back to standing at training camp 1 year with Arch. And we were right there beside the wide receiver drills. And Julio's running around. So he goes, I want you to watch him. He goes, I want you to watch this guy run his route.
Good.
And you obviously have been around a lot more of this than me, but I have never seen a player in my 17 years of covering, you know, working for a sports radio station and going to training camps and stuff, run routes like him. He would run it so violent and so quick. Every move was just pure violence on the human body.
Yeah,
it was. And on the grass underneath him too, brother. I'm telling you, it was unbelievable.
It was so impressive to watch that guy go to work. And obviously, I got a chance to play with 18-year-old Julio. And I also got a chance to play with 24-year-old Julio.
I can't imagine being an 18-year-old
and
Julio.
He was just, I mean, it was the same throughout. I remember he got drafted during the lockout. And a lot of I was the only one that had played with him, myself and John Parker Wilson at the time. And we started getting questions because, you know, as a player, you see that the franchise has made this trade. And you're like, wow, I must really believe in this guy. So older vets, you know, guys like Todd McClure, like, what is this guy Julio like? And I was just like, he's going to be the best blocking wide receiver in the NFL. Like, he works that hard at practice and goes that hard and believes in the run game that much. So, he was a pleasure to work with. You know, obviously, we're keeping our eyes on the actual Atlanta Falcons right now as we move throughout this Falcons Friday. We do have to come back on the other side of the break. I want you guys to hear from A.J. Terrell himself, who stepped in front of the microphone yesterday and talked about his chances on playing on Monday Night Football. We also are going to finish the show with a life of Squid.
Yeah, we are. And I had one for you. and now it's gone. Look, it's going to be a miserable day in Philly sports radio. I want to talk about why.
Okay. All right, we'll hit that on the other side of the break. Make sure you stick with us. It's the morning shift from 92.9 The Game. Sports.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Radio 92.9 The Game. We are the morning shift. We're live out here at Publix Buckhead Landing, 3300 Piedmont Road, Northeast. It is a Falcons Friday. Thank you guys so much for hanging out with us. Bo, we've been delivered another heaping amount of calories that this one is not one I don't think I can turn down.
Yeah, what is it? What is it? It's acai bowl?
Acai bowl.
Acai bowl. It's really good.
I had to be corrected.
It looks delicious. I went ahead and got a few scoops in it. I'm probably going to take it home and because it's frozen right now. I'm going to take it home and refreeze it.
Dude.
Because I'm going to have it tomorrow for breakfast, I think.
Yeah.
Before I go to the Bulldog Kia in Athens.
There you go. Massive shout out to the squad here at Publix. Ben and his crew have been more than friendly to us. Honestly, more friendly than we probably deserve hanging out here.
I
but we're
growler
having a blast.
Too now.
I'm already eyeballing the growler taps over there. They've got the sports bar, the Poor's Cafe right here in the front. If you are just get the ability to pick your location to go shopping with the wife, with the kids, I promise you, pick this one. Like, there's not even a doubt about it. Pick this one, an absolutely beautiful facility they have going on here. There's burritos, there's nachos, there's bowls. They got the pizza and pasta hooked up. The pizza oven is going, the specialty popcorn. It's a different level.
You know, we both know someone and work with someone that actually was took on a date to a Publix.
Oh, yeah.
This is actually a Publix worthy of taking someone to a date. I'm telling you, man, this thing is unbelievable. You can get everything. You can get the sushi. Hot bar,
dude,
pizza,
just
pasta. You get a pub sub, you go over here and pull up to the bar or table and have the beer on tap. They got wine over here too.
Yeah.
In this little wine cellar thing, that Apotheca, that red blend. We
yes,
drink
dude.
That all the time. It's
yeah.
really good.
I do want to get to obviously some of this Atlanta Falcons sound. AJ Terrell talked to the media yesterday, but I do have to tell you this bar situation we've got in front of us. You know how they always say, like, when you're finding your significant other, to get you somebody who can do both. You know what I mean? This bar can do both, man. Like, I'm watching the coffee go on one side, and then you look just 5 feet to their right, and there's the taps, and there's the growlers, and there's the wine. Like, I'm just like, you can make anybody happy at this situation.
I'm pretty sure that's where our smoothie came from, too,
yeah.
right there. So
it's over the top, man. We're absolutely, just excited to be here. Like I said, Publix Buckhead Landing, 3300 Piedmont Road. They have rolled out the red carpet and have been extremely gracious to us. It is a Falcons Friday. We do want to talk more about the Atlanta Falcons. The Monday night football game coming up with the Buffalo Bills and with Josh Allen. They've got an injury situation on their side with Ed Oliver possibly being back since the first week of the year. We have an injury situation as well, and that is one A.J. Terrell. He's going to be of immense importance to this team as we get into the stretch run. Yesterday, when he stepped to the microphone, he talked about that injury situation.
Yeah, there he goes, feeling good.
And A.J. Terrell, friend of the show, man. Sometimes a man of few words, but I can tell in his voice right there that, like, it's go time. I don't have any doubt right now that he's going to play after I just heard that.
Yeah, and you look at their receiving core, like – I think I was on the air when I said this. I was talking to somebody. Like, to me, it's their offense is Josh Allen and James Cook.
Yeah.
And those are the two guys that I think are special. I think Deion Dawkins is a good left tackle.
Sure.
He's got an odd stance, the way he stands
apart. He's got a big man stance going on where he's like, I'm not going to strain to get down in that stance.
It's more about the fact to me that there's a gap in between. I feel like normally you guys are kind of very close to each other, and he feels like he is off. From the left guard. But that's a whole conversation. I don't know if you want to even want to go down that
I
road.
I was going to say, I mean, that's a whole thing. That's a whole route we can go about how hard it is to pick up twist stunts when you're that far away from one another, and what do we do very well on defense right now? The twist stunts.
Ooh, I'm going to write that down.
It's a little bit spicy, and I would say the same thing about their right guard from Florida, Cyrus Torrance.
Let's definitely get into that Monday on the show.
Definitely.
But Keon Coleman is – he's good. I don't think he doesn't scream special.
Yeah, it's,
I don't
it's
even know how
weird watching him.
Well, he's a bigger dude. I think it's part of it. I mean, and Curtis Samuel is a guy that we're familiar with. He played in Carolina for quite some time. He's only coming into the season. The guy's only got. I just don't think they're special. I think Dalton Kincaid's a good tight end.
Okay.
But the special players are Josh Allen and James Cook. They want to line up with a lot of. You know, they'll bring an extra tackle out there. To me, they're a lot like Washington in what they want to do to you as far as offensive formations.
I think that's fair.
They want to overload lines. They want to use multiple tight end sets. Like it's not Tampa Bay where the receivers are elite and the quarterback is really good with his legs. This is a quarterback that's phenomenal with his legs and makes throws that not a lot of guys in the league can make.
Yeah, and he's just so hard to bring down. And I think you bring up a good point about the tight ends. We don't see many tight end situations like this in the NFL because I really do think they like all three of these guys, Dawson Knox, Dalton Kincaid, and the rookie Jackson Halls out of Georgia Tech has done a really nice job for them. He's a good blocker. You look at the teams in the league with tight ends like this, I think it's like Vegas maybe more last year and then Arizona. And there's frustration. Like, if you look at fantasy football, people are excited like about Trey McBride and some of the catches. But there's just very few teams that can line up three tight ends and go, yeah, these guys are all good.
Do you feel like their home run plays, to me, is a James Cook play, a Josh Allen play, and when a receiver makes one, and I'm not trying to diminish these guys, but I feel like a lot of times it's more about the throw and the play by the quarterback than it is the receiver.
I didn't think you were going there.
Like, I think a lot – like, their home run plays because Josh Allen threw a ball that was just unbelievably perfect. Or he moved because I just don't – I don't think they're – maybe I hope I don't eat these words. I hope Tuesday morning we're not like, thanks a lot for that.
Yeah.
But I just feel like him being special makes them better than that receiving core really is on paper. Now, Shakir might be the guy.
I was going to say, I mean – so, Shakir's got two touchdowns this year. Keon Coleman's got two touchdowns this year. Curtis Samuel, like you mentioned, does have a touchdown. I think I look at them all differently. I think when you look at Shakir, he's a guy who can take the ball on some of these underneath routes and go the distance. You know what I mean? On a crossing route, stiff arm of safety, he's up the seam, and all of a sudden he's gone. But it's, you know, again, that's perception for me, just having watched like a highlight reel and not necessarily every single snap of his throughout the year. That's just how I feel. So it is a dynamic offense, though, and I think that conversation, like you said, it's going to bleed over into Monday, not only for for us doing the morning shift, but also the wake-up call that – I mean, not the wake-up call, the pregame show that we'll do later on throughout. Yeah, somebody needs a wake-up call, definitely me. The pregame show that we'll do – starting there at, 5 o'clock on Monday. So it'll be a lot of fun. And those conversations, there's no right or wrong answer. This team is 4-1 for a reason, but they also lost last week for a reason. They are Josh Allen-centric. He is obviously the league MVP, but if you can force a situation where he turns the ball over or you can play tight coverage on this receiving core, then I think there's plenty of opportunity there that you can, force them into bad situations. And it's like we've talked about all day today, complimentary football, keep your offense on the field, pick up the third down conversions, make sure you score touchdowns when you're in the red zone, and there's a roadmap there. So a lot of fun to kind of keep track of that. Like I said, we're going to talk about it all day Monday. We're going to talk about it in the pregame show. I'll talk about it with Grant McCauley in the postgame show, and then you and I – at least I am. I'm sleeping on the air mattress Monday night, and I'm waking up with everybody on Tuesday to be able to break this down. But just a full, fun weekend of football ahead of that Monday night football matchup.
Yeah, man, I'm with you. I'll probably be on the air mattress as well. Dylan, let's hit it. You know, we're sitting here in the Publix in Buckhead Landing, and I hear the Baron Burton's commercial go off, my W sauce, and I'm like, I could walk over there, grab me a bottle.
That's a great point.
I could walk over there right now and grab me a bottle. And
that's a great point.
Probably the breakfast sauce and breakfast sauce too as well.
I bet there's some Daisy Dips around here too.
All of us a bottle, Bo. Not just yourself. Grab all of us a bottle.
Dylan, come on, don't get greedy. I had a brain fart as we were going to break because you threw me to Teeth's Life of Squid, and I was like, oh, I don't remember. Oh. But I do now remember what it was. Okay. I also do want to talk about Philly.
Put it on. Yeah, put it on, man. What we got?
Georgia Tech yesterday.
Touche.
Unveiled special uniform combination for a Virginia Tech game, and it's pretty cool. It is the white jersey with the gold stripes on the sleeve, right?
Love the gold stripe sleeves.
And then they have the blue pants, which is that I always thought it's kind of like a navy blue.
Yeah, I think that's right.
With
you got a picture of it?
Yeah, right here. With the gold GT, which I think is good. I personally, I'm a big fan. I remember the 1990 season vividly. I'm a huge fan of the Georgia Tech combo with the gold helmet, the navy jersey, and the white pants with the gold stripe down
them.
That's
pretty slick right there, man. That's
but this is this is kind of a take on that. But here's the kicker. You ready for this?
Okay.
The helmet is the helmet's different. The helmet
just noticed
has
that.
Buzz on it.
Wow.
So white helmet, gold stripe down the middle with a gold buzz sticker, obviously.
I can dig it, man.
Yeah, it's a really sharp combination.
Is the face mask blue?
Yeah, it's
okay,
it's
you know, I'm colorblind, but
it's kind of a gray blue, but it's blue. I think it's supposed to be blue, yeah.
Pretty
sick look. I love it. I think it's cool. Tech, you know, Tech lived for years in the Russell Athletic uniform world, and I think part of that was there was a donor or
yeah, Russell's from just across the state line with Alexander City or wherever that was located.
I think the alumnus is in that company at some point. Either created it. I don't know the story completely.
All right.
Hopefully Wes is not listening. He won't yell at me about it. But they got Adidas right now. They're actually going to Under Armour.
Oh yeah!
They announced. I think
that's
last
right.
week they announced they're going to Under Armour.
I
so
almost forgot about that.
Yeah, so they're going away from it, but pretty cool look. The other thing I did want to touch on is this whole thing with what's happening. Philly had a bad night last night,
dude.
And if you guys remember, we had a night. I believe it was 2013, and it was the year that Freddy Gonzalez left Craig Kimball in the bullpen in L.A.
Okay. All right,
didn't
I'm
use
following
it,
you.
And we lose that series that night, and we also I'm almost positive it was the same night we lost the Monday Night Football game to the I want to say it was the Jets maybe, but I think we lost the Monday Night Football game.
I'm trying to remember
might be mistaken, but I'm pretty sure we had a very similar night. But Philly, I was texting with Hugh Douglas, who used to work with us, and I was like, hey man, Godspeed in Philly radio today. And he goes, I took the day off. I was like, man, you picked a great day to take off because
I feel like they live for days like
this,
man.
Dude, it is just misery in that city.
I feel like they live for days like this.
The Giants are an arch rival of the Eagles, and you lost a playoff series and that was the extra innings.
Yeah,
and the guy throws it away.
That's tough.
Oh man, they're going to be on fire.
I don't know if you have these kind of inner dialogue moments, but this is an inner dialogue. I try to always treat people the way I'd want to be treated, not so much how they treat me. Right?
Well,
I treat people the way. But this is one of those where I look at it and go, maybe I should treat them how they treat me. Maybe they deserve it. I don't know.
In person, here's what I do. I treat you how you treat me. That's what I do. And so I treat Philly fans the way they treat me. And they have crapped on us for years.
Dude, I love how you caught yourself before you said something contradictory. You know what? I'm going to leave it right there. I'm not going to go any further.
Yeah.
That's how they treat me.
I try to be nice to people until they give me a reason not to, basically.
Bo, can I take –
try being the keyword.
Can I take 15 seconds real quick?
Do it.
Steak's the one that's going to yell at you, not me. So.
Well, Steak's out today, so I think it'll be all right. It's Mark Zeno.
No, Zeno.
I don't
Zeno's
think he'll
fine.
Yell that much. Anyways,
Zeno yells at everybody.
You're talking about Philly misery. These are just some quick text messages I got from Simone last night. They cooked.
God.
I need new content. What can I do with my life? I'm distraught. I'm never going back to Philly.
You lost one. You won the Super Bowl, Simone.
Oh, man.
I'm telling you, this is not new.
Dylan, how many parades you been to in Philly?
Jeez, man.
Just
back
one.
To back. That's tough.
Yeah, that's one more for a football team than Atlanta's had.
Yeah,
so.
Man, I got to go to break. But I was on with the Rochester station, one of the sister Odyssey stations, and they were talking to me about Super Bowl misery. I was like, bro. They were like, yeah, we had Super Bowl misery down there in the Georgia Dome. I'm like, dude, I don't even want to hear it. What are you even talking about right now?
Well, they got blown out to Dallas.
I know. But anyways, yeah. That's another conversation
for
another day.
That's not misery. 28-3 is misery.
Just a reminder, this hour has been brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com to get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. Shout out to the people at Publix Buckhead Landing, an incredible morning. We have been treated much better than we deserve to be treated. That's going to do it for us here on the morning shift. We'll be right back with you on Monday morning at 6 a.m. to break down that Monday night football game. Until then, make sure you
go to your local Publix and get a pub sub.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns.
And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.